This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Is everyone all set? Cock, lock, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, medical doctor, and Captain John Reagan is with us, both senior USA Prepares instructors. And John had some more questions for Dr. Shealy, and he's been sharing some of his health issues and concerns, and Dr. Shealy is sharing some of his medical advice with our class today. Captain John Reagan, please continue.
John, baby?
I don't hear. Captain? John, are you there?
Well, I guess he's not.
Maybe he dropped off. Okay, by the way, our engineer, I'm hearing an echo. About a second and a half delayed, if you could fix that. Yeah. Okay, good. Did we lose Captain John Reagan? I don't... okay, looks like he's calling back in, Dr. Shealy. Phone screen is lighting up like crazy, so I have a feeling that Captain John Reagan is calling back in. Okay, do we have John Reagan? Johnny there? Captain John Reagan, I don't hear you. Hey, John. Are you there, John?
I think I've been transferred to the wrong line.
There you are.
I'm not John Reagan.
Who are you calling for? This is USA Prepares.
I'm trying to learn the frequency.
Okay. While we're waiting for Captain John Reagan, Dr. Shealy, so you got a copy of the article in 417 magazine about preparedness, and it was titled "Why 417 Land is Mecca for Doomsday Preppers" by a guy by the name of Dan Rowe. Now, you and I met Dan Rowe. He interviewed both of us during the three-month period or so that he was writing this article for 417 magazine. In class, 417 stands for our area code, our telephone area code here in the Springfield and surrounding areas of Missouri, including our farm, and it's a pretty big area. So this magazine is like, what's happening in 417 land? Oh, okay, we have John Reagan back. John, are you there?
Yes, you said my name and the call dropped.
Okay. Well, we didn't do it on purpose. So, John, we started to talk about the 417 article, but let's get your question first, and then I'd love to hear Dr. Shealy's response to the article and your response, and then I've got a response, okay, too. So did you have for Dr. Shealy?
Well, let me quickly wrap up. If you're just joining us, please listen to hour number one. We've been talking about problems caused by too much iron and insulin. They both have a lot of the same symptoms and cause similar damage. And unfortunately, they take a long time doing it. So by the time you find out you have a problem, you could be in a very bad shape. In fact, for some people, the first symptom they come up with is death. The two main tests is the serum ferritin for testing your iron levels and the A1C is a good test for determining if your blood sugar has gone out of whack, which means you've got an insulin resistance problem. The nice thing about both of those tests is you do not have to fast for them, and it's readily available. So the other question I had, and to lead up to this, because I want to discuss the United States side of this, plus one of the things I'm exploring is there's some retirement options in Central America that I may be able to qualify for with having a retirement income as bad as it is called Social Security. I can't qualify for that for at least the early part for a couple of years yet. But I'm exploring this, and in looking at that, there's some immunizations that are recommended. Nothing was required. And that brought up a general question of immunizations in general. The last time I had a vaccine was a flu shot about 20 years ago. I've had none since then. But whether we're looking at the United States and, you know, especially the good damn preparedness mode, or moving to a country in another region where you've got other diseases that are more prevalent, including mosquito-borne, but some of the recommendations they recommend is hepatitis A because of contamination by food, and even rabies because of contact with both domestic and wild animals there. So I wanted to get your thought on, you know, do you recommend any immunizations, and if so, which ones would you recommend?
Well, I don't know about living in one of those tropical countries. And the problem, as I see it, is they carry risk as well as help. I haven't had a flu shot or anything like that in over 40 years, and I haven't had the flu or a cold. So if you live in this country, I do not see, as an adult, taking any immunizations at all, but that is only if you're taking 50,000 units of vitamin D3 a week and a minimum of 100 micrograms of K2 and a couple thousand milligrams of C. Now, in those countries, I would have to look carefully at which of the diseases is most risky, but I wouldn't live there if they paid me to come there. My feeling is our government is evil enough, and I can't trust any other government, including my favorite country in the world of the United States, Australia. Therefore, I came close to thinking about it when Obama came in and when he was reelected, but I couldn't find a country that I trusted.
And I can understand that, too. What concerns me is the financial situation is has been teetering for some time, and the indications are it's going to get worse. The question is how fast, and once that happens, because of all of the liabilities that we have for retirement and health care, those just have to be reneged on. And we don't have the resources we used to have, both in terms of energy and other natural resources, to rebuild the country. You almost have to go to mining asteroids in order to get some of these resources that you would need to rebuild the economy to the levels that would, you know, give you the high lifestyle. So part of my reasoning there is that if you go move to a poor country, there's still going to be a poor country after the collapse. If you're in the United States, it's going to be an interesting transition from being what used to be the wealthiest country in the world We're now the brokest country in the world, and it won't be long before we have to live like we're the brokest country in the world. So that was my rationale.
Well, my feeling is if things get that bad, I might as well recycle. But especially if you move to a foreign country, depending upon Social Security payments to keep you alive. So you're even worse off than staying in this country.
So, anyway, that was my other question.
I'm sorry I can't help
okay.
you. Okay,
well, John... John, what was your thought about the article that was written about us, our meetup group? Dr. Sheely was included. He was interviewed. You weren't included in the article, but you certainly did shape the meetups and the expos because you participated in those. And the article was in 417 magazine, the March 1st issue, and it's called Why 417 Land is Mecca for Doomsday Preppers by Dan Rowe. And there's a link, class, if you'd like to read it, just go to usapreparers.com, page number one, and there's a link to the article. And it's a long article, but if you'd like to read it, it talks about a number of your instructors, including Dr. Sheely. So, John Reagan, what was your take on this article?
It was rather interesting. I recognized most of the names that were in there, and it was, to me, when I was there, and we had the meetups and we had the expos, that was a very special time for me. And unfortunately, we never got beyond that type of activity. And the article talks about some of how things started falling apart a bit. And in fact, one of the books that's on my table to read, I had to get it from England. It's called The Utopia Experiment. And this is a guy that actually managed to put together a prepper group to be ready for the collapse of civilization and how it spectacularly failed. And I guess we'll talk about that more on the other side.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about your thoughts about this article. I thought it was a hit piece, HIT piece on preppers. And I'd love to hear Dr. Norman Sheely's response as well. We'll be right back. This is USA Prepared.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Chula's with us. Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John, you were talking about this article in 417 Magazine, your reaction to it. I'd love to hear that, Dr. Chula's response. And then we've got Sharon on hold, and then I'll give my response. So please continue, Captain John Reagan.
Well, as far as a media piece on preparedness, yes, it was a hit piece. I thought it was somewhat objective, though, and can be used for lessons learned. So many of the media pieces out there is to just, you know, paint everybody as a wacko nut job. And, you know, there are valid issues out there, including the financial condition and the trouble we have with our grid that could be taken down either by EMP or a coronal mass injection from the sun. So I was saddened for how things turned out. Little upset on some of the tone, but I think you can go a little bit both ways on the article. There were some parts of the article I thought presented the picture pretty fairly.
Okay. Dr. Shilly, your thoughts?
Well, I especially object to the doomsday in there, and that's the kind of thing that you sense off and on throughout the article. So on a scale of 0 to 10, I give it a 6. To me, the concept of being prepared has been around for thousands of years. It has nothing to do
That's
with
how we got here.
It has to do with what I call reality. Like, you know, like
right.
the field go Farah every 7 years and that kind of thing. And so for the last 46 or 7 years minimum, I've kept a food supply and that kind of thing. So it makes no sense to me to make it sound crazy. And doomsday sounds crazy. Now, if we have doomsday, who cares? It's all,
yes.
it's over. I mean, that's the ultimate.
Let me put Sharon on. Yeah. Okay. Then I'll give my comments after Sharon joins us. Sharon, welcome.
Good morning. Actually, I have something kind of unrelated. You there? Hello?
Oh, we're here. We're here.
Yeah, okay, great. I actually had a couple questions that were not terribly related to this. One thing, you mentioned something for blood sugar, gymnemir, whatever. How'd you say that, and how is that spelled? Can I ask that? And you're talking some kind of gummy or something.
Dr. Sheely, like how do you spell gymnema?
Yeah, how do you spell that?
G-Y-M-N-E-M-A, second word,
okay.
S-Y-L-V-E-S-T-R-E.
Okay, no wonder. I couldn't get that. My quick question, hopefully, is you've mentioned taking vitamin K2 with vitamin D, but I was wondering, where is the difference between vitamin K and K2? I did look real quick online, and I didn't read it very well because I was in a hurry, but you mentioned that if you take vitamin K and you have the proper bacteria in your gut, it will turn into vitamin K2. Do you just need to take vitamin K2, or can you get by K1? Because it's quite a bit more expensive, K2 is.
But it's better. I strongly prefer K2.
You do, even though it's considerably more money? We're on a tight budget, shall
we
say.
Well, to me, there's nothing more important than health.
Well, I agree. I mean, you know, you can't get a lot done if you don't have good health. But so you don't think K would work. You just should take K2. Is that correct?
Well, if you want optimum immune function, you need D3 and K2.
Right. Yeah, I take the D3 all the time. Yeah. And I swear by it. In fact, I give it to some of my adult kids that don't want to keep them healthy. They won't go buy it. So that's mainly what I wanted to ask you about. I appreciate that. And, yeah. I'll let you go back to your conversation. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
It's going to be more like a rant when I come back and talk about the article. Sharon, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Dr. Sheely will be back with us, and Captain John Reagan, and I'll give you my response, and I'd love to hear what the guys have to say about it.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Chula is with us. Captain John Reagan's with us. And so, class, just to recap, an article was written about some of us, and it was titled, Why 417 Land is Mecca for Doomsday Preppers. And subtitle is, No One Can Predict the Next Local or Global Catastrophe, but these Ozark residents have a hunch, and they're ready to be right. Goes on to talk about a dream that Len Pence had. And it was kind of an apocalyptic type of a dream. And pretty rough. Why it's in this article and in red, in italics, just to hype the feeling that a lot of us who are preparedness-minded are nuts. Okay? So, in this article, there are images. There's an image of a power high-tension power line. Why? I don't know. There's an image of a power station. There's an image of Len Pence, who's in his 80s, one of our instructors. There's an image of a guy wearing a camouflage-type mask and dark glasses, so you can't see his face. He's wearing a ski cap, a mask, if you will, covering his face, and dark glasses covering his eyes. And why is that in this article? I don't know, because no one has ever come to an expo looking like that. Then there's a picture of two AR-15s. Then there's an image of this guy with a ski cap in his car, and he's got glasses and a beard. No caption for those three images. And it seemed to me that if they're writing about preparedness-minded people, they might say, you know, these guys want to have what they need before they need it. These guys service their own vehicles. These guys do some research, and they try to find out about well water. They try to learn about gardening. They teach each other about gardening. They teach each other tricks of the trade that they've learned the hard way or they've learned from others. You know, they're more prepared for a storm than other guys and gals might be if a storm comes their way. They know about generators. They know about wiring. They know about how to reduce watts in power consumption. They learn about health and wellness. They're an interesting group of people who are willing to share with each other at no cost things they've learned. Well, the article really wasn't like that. So I got an email from one of our instructors. His name is Alan. Alan was on Doomsday Preppers. I introduced Alan and Franco to Brooklyn Bagwell, who was the casting director of Doomsday Preppers. And Alan and Franco were on Doomsday Preppers in an episode that was about aquaponics. So Alan sent me an email, and so I responded to Alan. And here is the response. I thought, well, I'll just read it. Normally, I don't write long emails, but this time I did because I'm kind of frosted about this article. And it goes on, Alan, just a short note to let you know that none of the crazy sounding discussion came from me. Now, class, what I'm talking about is the interview with Dan Rowe. So I'm saying that none of that stuff in the article that sounds crazy came from me. It came from other people. When it came to guns, I told Dan, that's Dan Rowe, that guns were a minute fraction of what we covered, just so those interested might learn more so they could do further research on their own. I told him that we taught gardening, farming, finance, economics, medicine, food storage, equipment maintenance, etc. Preparedness on all levels. We didn't go out on military maneuvers with camo and face paint. Dan focused on the fringe and made us all look like nuts. And I'll keep saying that on the air. Andrew Colin, now here's a guy that's highlighted in this article. Andrew Colin, he spells his name Andrew with a colon. You know, the one dot over the other. And so that's his name, Andrew Colin. Andrew Colin destroyed the meetups. Janet Randall helped him in the destruction. Her self-admission. And those we helped most abandon us. I thank them for letting me know how they really feel. And I won't waste any more of my time on them. I've never seen anyone wear a camo face mask to my expo nor meetup. Nor did we ever preach violence. We preached just the opposite. Dan did a disservice to preparedness, just as Doomsday Preppers did on TV. Heck, Dan titled the article, Doomsday Preppers. And none of the people I know think like that. And who is that jerk who wore the face mask for his picture? The person behind the camera was obviously not a photographer. All the photos in the article were substandard. It was a hit piece, pure and simple in my opinion. I think we should all call 417 Magazine and let them know we're boycotting them and their advertisers, including the ones who have the best hamburgers in Springfield. I just wish that I had such a brilliant idea for an article. Best hamburgers in Springfield, Missouri. What a joke. I remember when senior management of at KWTO wanted me to broadcast on that topic years ago. I was called into the front office and told that. And I told them, no, I'm not interested in such trivial pursuits. Just goes to show us what we're up against when it gets serious out there, when we're surrounded by know-nothing bozos. I hope they all enjoyed their ball games, chicken wings, TV, and beer. All the best, Vincent. That's my response to the article. Dr. Shuley, do you have any comments on that?
You're kind of not as kind as I was. I was trying to be nice. I think it was written by a flaming fundamentalist, but I don't know. I just didn't think it did justice. But, you know, I've never seen that much in 417. It's just a crummy magazine in general.
Well, you know, seriously, the photographs, your picture's not in it, and neither is mine, and I didn't give them permission to take my picture because I had this feeling they wouldn't let me know, they wouldn't let me read the article before it went to print. So obviously it was going to be negative toward our mission, if you will. And so your picture's not there. My picture's not there. John's picture's not there. John, do you have any comments on what I just read, my response to the article?
I didn't notice some of that. When I went there, I saw Lynn's photograph at the top, and then I just pretty much, you know, I read so much, and most of there's pictures I'm interested in, like, you know, seeing the results of, you know, the floods or the hurricanes or whatnot. I guess I just bypass that and concentrate on the text, so I didn't really see some of that. So,
okay. But you have never, in all the meetups that you've been to, have you ever seen anybody show up in camouflage? You know,
never.
With their face covered? Never.
Nope.
Have you ever seen anybody at the expo, either a guest
nope.
or an exhibitor or a speaker?
No.
Nope. No, right? Dr. Shuley, same question. Have you?
No, absolutely. That's what I mean. It's really written by a detractor rather than a neutral. It's not neutral. It is truly a detractor. In other words, thumb your nose at it.
Yeah, and you know, I think Dan Rowe wanted to come to the farm, and I wouldn't let him. I told him I don't give the media access to my farm. I don't do it. And I had this feeling, you know, I didn't know who he was or where he was coming from, but literally he interviewed me for about 6 hours, both in person and on the telephone. And in the article, it talks about, you know, me carrying a .45, but I wouldn't show him where. Why should I? Why should I show him? I mean, am I supposed to pull out my .45 and say, is this cool or what? You like this? I mean, why would I do that? I don't know this guy.
Hidden.
And about the AR-15. And the AR-15's in the article. You know, I got to tell you, I can't think of a single time where we brought an AR-15 to the meetup and passed it around and said, hey, is this cool or what? That's not something we did. Now, however, we have talked about the kits and how you can build them. And why, you know, you might want to consider learning more about the kits. Yeah, we've done that. But, you know, are we advocating going out and harming people? Absolutely not. Are we advocating self-protection? Yes, we are. But it's not the big piece. The big piece is we just want to be left alone. We want to do what Dr. Shuley does. You know, you raise animals, you raise beefalo, you've got a farm. And you live the farming lifestyle. And when people ask you for help, you give them help. That's kind of what we do. That's who we are. But we are not these nuts. I've never had a meetup where we talked about Bigfoot. When Andrew took over, Andrew started talking about those things. And I got beat up. I got beat up at the meetup because people said, hey, you know, we don't want to talk about UFOs and aliens. Really. So one time I mentioned that one of our instructors came out from California and he heard about this area in Missouri, a couple hours away from our farm, that is allegedly a UFO hotspot. And this instructor's name is Bert Bertonis, who has a good friend. And that friend's name is Jacques Vallée. Jacques Vallée is a ufologist. And Jacques and Bert Bertonis were talking about this hotspot. And Bert wanted to come out here because Bert knows me for, you know, decades. He wanted to come out and, you know, walk around the spot because he was going to visit me. And, heck, why not go look? So we went out and looked, and we found nothing. And that's what we reported. We reported there's an alleged UFO hotspot. We stomped around there for the day. We didn't find anything. That's what we reported. So I get beat up for believing in UFOs and aliens by just saying that we just went to see if there was any truth there. And that's what investigative reporters do. They go to see if there's any truth there. Anyway, the meetup group didn't want to talk about that. They only talked about it once. And then, after I left, that's the kind of stuff they talked about. They switched to weird stuff. Stuff that we didn't do. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this article. Captain John Reagan's with us. Dr. Norman Shealy. We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Thank God you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, during our expos, I allowed private gun sales. And what that means is if someone had, some rifles and pistols and shotguns that they owned, that they wanted to sell privately, one person to another without paperwork, which is absolutely perfectly legal in Missouri if you are a resident of Missouri and the seller is a resident of Missouri and no one is a felon, it is absolutely legal. It's called the gun show loophole. So it's actually just a meeting place where someone who has some guns that he owns or she owns and wants to sell them, and then someone wants to buy them. So, for example, if I brought three shotguns and put them on a table, and I own them, and someone comes up to me and says, that's a nice shotgun. You know, how much is it? And I give them a price. They go, wow, can I look at it? Yep, sure, go ahead. And they say, I'd like to buy it. May I buy it? And I go, well, are you from Missouri? Yep. Are you a felon? Nope. Okay, good. Good. You can buy it. Because I'm not a felon, and I'm from Missouri, and I own these, and this is not a straw purchase. You're buying it for yourself. It's all above board. So I had that at the expo, and there was one guy who refused to put the tie wraps on the actions so that the actions were unsecured. And I didn't think it was safe. I told him, our sons told him, and the guy just refused to do it. I threw him out of the expo for early in the expo. Because he just refused to follow our rules for safety. And there's another guy who wanted to come to our expo, and he was selling fear. And it was like, if you don't buy my stuff, my bucket of stuff, you're going to die. Because there's going to be a planetary collision, or the space junk's going to come and hit us, or a meteorite, and we're all going to die. But, you know, if you buy my bucket of stuff for over $100, you're going to be fine. I wouldn't let him come either. He wanted six tables. So we did not allow the selling of fear, and we wanted, we really wanted to protect our guests and our exhibitors. So that's kind of some of the things that have happened. But Dr. Shealy, in this article, it talks about, and it starts out anyway, one Monday in February 2017, Dr. Shealy brings in Maz Sajati. Am I saying that right, Maz Sajati?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Body.
Okay. He is a Minnesota spiritual healer, and he treated Janet Randall earlier that day. Janet Randall beat Dr. Shealy and Maz to the meetup and fawned all over the treatment's effectiveness, calling it magic and devilish, words that didn't set well with Andrew Colin. After Moss and Dr. Sheely left, Andrew Colin condemned their witchcraft and announced a vote to the group. And then it says, should Dr. Sheely be banned from our meetings? Janet Randall remembers asking him, saying, I was afraid to look around, afraid to look whose hands were up. Lewis says most of the room didn't vote, but of those who did, three voted for Dr. Sheely's ouster and one voted against. Finelli's status was never voted on. Current members say he's welcome to come back, but Finelli's impression was they made their choice about him too. And it goes on to say, how do I tell Dr. Norman Sheely that he was voted out of the meetup? Finelli asks rhetorically. So I told him on the air. I said, Dr. Sheely, they had a vote and you were voted to be barred from the meeting. And he kind of laughed. And I said, don't get all excited. They banned me, too. He holds no grudges. He says that he's actually glad it happened. Now he knows how his students really felt. So that's what they said about you and me, Dr. Sheely. And did you do anything devilish? Did you do anything on the dark side? Did you do anything?
It was about spiritual healing, which has been a part of classic religion for thousands of years. But this guy's a flaming fundamentalist. The flaming fundamentalists have no fun. All they do is hate.
Yeah. So you got kind of beat up in this article as well. And it seemed like Dr. Sheely was doing some things that he didn't do. And I was so angry with the meetup group because one guy out of the entire group stood up for you. And who was that?
Well,
that was our dentist friend.
No gonads, let's face it.
Yeah, Dr. Howard Chain stood up for you. He stood up for you.
Yeah.
The rest,
yeah.
The rest were gutless.
A couple of castratos.
John Reagan, any 10-second thoughts?
I think we're just out of time for today, and I'll catch up with you on Friday.
Yeah, see you on Friday. Dr. Norm Sheely, thank you so much. John Reagan, thank you. John, I'll see you Friday.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.